After 2 years of careful planning, a two-hour delay because of bad weather wasn't too much to bear. This ark held a pair of only one sort of animal, but that was enough.
It's a journey ended and a journey started, and we're incredibly happy that they're here.
They're so cute and cheeky, you know, and you say, oh, you know, I feel good, you know.
Why are you interested in them?
Because I had a teddy since I was one.
What's his name?
TB. Stands for Thomas's Bear.
A police escort chaperoned Wang Wang and Funi to their new home, where staff will pander to their every need.
I think we're going to have members of staff trying to creep in there and enjoy the comfort and the coolness during the hot days.
They're the only giant pandas in the Southern Hemisphere and are expected to directly generate more than $600 million for the local economy, with added benefits from the boost to Adelaide's profile in China.
If you know the place, then there are possibilities to invest in that place.
The pandas will spend the great majority of their time eating and sleeping, but there's hope they'll find time for other activities.
If Funi and Wang Wang have babies, it's going to go ballistic. I mean, just going to be huge.
Easier said than done.
The female panda actually only wants to mate for about 4 days every year. Male pandas only want to mate for 2 days every year. So you have to get the synchrony right.
The giant pandas will be in quarantine for at least 30 days, but the public will get a chance to see them behind glass from the 14th of December. Pete McDonald, ABC News, Adelaide.